I didn't want, my sister-in-law, right, had, you know, these rosary rings, these
yeah.
little tiny
yeah, I know what you're talking
things,
about.
Right?
Yeah.
And she put the fear of God in me. Who's having me first? You can't go into hospital without that. And it's been handed down through her mother, herself and her sisters.
Yeah.
So every time that I had to go in with this rosary ring, and I always had it pinned onto me smock hair. Even
yeah.
for Daniel, I went looking for, didn't I?
Yeah.
And I said, oh God, I'll have to go looking for that now.
And did you think, like, it did you any good, or?
Well,
why
I was always all right after
have...
it, but I don't know. It was just the fact that she says, you just have to bring it now. Bring it with you, like,
yeah.
do you know? Nothing will happen to the baby now.
And if
you'd
forgotten
you
about
that.
It, like, or if you'd forgotten it and left it at home, do you think you'd be sort of unduly worried, or?
Well, if I thought about it, I'd probably have sent for it, but I always had it.
Yeah.
For each of them. Then I handed it back to her, and her daughter then had it after me.
Right. What about you, Liz? Did you take anything with you? Did you ever...
This little Sacred Heart medal, and everything was stopped when I had my second child because I couldn't find
oh.
it. And I just...
What do you mean everything was stopped?
I stopped everything. I stopped pushing. I couldn't find it. And I went very paranoid all over it, you know?
Yeah, and what did they have to say to you on that?
And they were saying, it's out on top of the locker, and I said, well, get it. I couldn't push anymore, get it. So, I mean, by that time, my husband was up and down to Knocknaheeny in a taxi, and he got it, you know? I just couldn't.
Oh, you sent him up all the way, and, I mean, like, was it insecurity without it, or what was it?
Like that, all down to my grandmother's fault again, you know?